And this week marks a year since the car fire sparked to life west of Reading. It started last July 23rd from a flat tire on a vehicle. The wheel rim dragging on the pavement made the sparks. Within a week, the fire swept into Reading, jumped the Sacramento River, and burned down more than 1,000 homes around Shasta County. The scars remain, and we'll take several interviews this week with people who witnessed the fire and have a hand in moving the Reading area forward into the future, the post-car fire future. Right now, we'll focus on economics. Our guest is Bob Nash, the CEO of Superior California Economic Development. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Good to have you back on the exchange. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to still be here.
Yeah, I imagine it is. So we're coming up on a year since the fire came into Reading. Is it still an everyday topic of discussion in town?
Not for everybody, but for a few of us that are still involved in the recovery process, yeah, it's an everyday conversation.
So lay out for people the general work of Superior California Economic Development. And Superior, in this sense, just means you're the high part of California, right?
That's right. You know, it's an old name that used to be fairly common for businesses in the North State, but it's kind of an obsolete name now. But we're a nonprofit, and we have a board of directors, and they're adverse to change.
Ah,
so
okay.
We keep the Superior name.
Okay.
But anyway, what we do, we kind of have two areas of focus. We focus on economic development planning, assisting communities in the region, and then our big focus is business development finance, and we do a lot of that.
Okay, so basically just trying to help in a couple of different ways to get people up on their feet in business in the region.
That's right.
So some of our reporting from late last summer pointed out that the region had not fully recovered from the 2008 crash when the fire hit. What would you say is the overview now? Give us a sketch, if you would.
Well, in terms of the idea of the economic recovery from the recession, basically where we are, we're still behind in labor force. We lost so much labor force during that period of time that it's a long-term recovery, and we may never recover all of that. In Shasta County, primarily in the Reading area, we've just about recovered the jobs that were lost, and so we're content. You know, we're back in a building up phase, growth phase, but for quite a while we were even short on job recovery. But really, even last summer and then this year, the economy has been pretty strong and robust. Businesses are doing well. The biggest difficulty we have in the economy right now is finding workers.
You mentioned losing labor force. What happened? Was it retirement? Was it people just getting depressed and getting out of the labor market? Was it people leaving the area? All the above?
You know, we've not had conversation with any of the people that left. We've not been able to put together a program to track them down. But I think it was a combination of all those. A lot of people that were ready to retire did retire. But I think the biggest part of it was people moving out of the area to go find work. And as you know, the large metropolitan areas recovered first. In fact, the large metropolitan areas were starting recovery when we were still losing jobs and losing labor force. And so a lot of people went there to find work, and I think a lot of them stayed there because they were doing well and they couldn't see pulling up roots again to move back to a little bit higher risk economic area.
So, Bob, with that kind of labor market where it sounds like it's really a seller's market, I mean, are businesses having to offer wages above what they might normally offer just to try to attract people?
They sure are, in particular the businesses that need skilled labor. You know, people like plumbers and air conditioning service and repair, automotive mechanics. The labor market there has gotten very tight, and wages have moved up as a result because we're down to the point where these guys are recruiting help from each other. And even though we have a pretty strong mix of training programs in the area from the Shasta College and a couple of private training organizations that, you know, train people up to a certificate level for specialized skills, it's definitely a short supply.
Bob Nash is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the CEO of Superior California Economic Development, one of many agencies working to get things right in the North State after the Carr Fire, which was a year ago this week. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So which sectors of the economy still need the most help, would you say, Bob?
Well, you know, I would hesitate to say that the economy necessarily needs help in anything other than finding skilled labor.
Mm-hmm.
Things are moving pretty briskly right now and doing well. And, you know, the thing with the Carr Fire, we lost a lot of homes, but we didn't lose businesses per se. You know, some of the retail business did suffer during the fire because basically nobody was going out and buying anything. But people still have jobs to go to, and so from that standpoint, folks that were able to find housing and find a place to live were able to continue working. And then with the campfire in Chico, amazingly enough, we've had a number of displaced people and from Paradise come up to Redding.
So did that actually give Redding a bit of an economic boost?
I don't think it's a boost that you can actually measure, but there's no doubt that it would have helped make up for some of the losses that were incurred due to the Carr Fire, because a number of people did move out of town. I know of a few personally, mostly retirees that moved out. You know, they lost their home. They just went out and went to the place where they'd always wanted to move to and just set up a home there. You know, that was what prompted them to move. But I think most of the working people did stay. A few left, but most stayed. And you know, as soon as they were able to find housing, and there's a fair amount of new housing being built. There was a kind of a limited stock of new housing supply in process when the fire occurred. Unfortunately, that part didn't get burned up.
But talk about the progress of rebuilding after the Carr Fire. I mean, there was we've been understanding more over time what a process it is, because you got so many potential toxics and things. So the sites have to be cleared out completely before the actual site prep and construction can begin. So it takes a lot longer, I think, than people assumed.
Well, it is. You know, there's a cleanup process. And, you know, you can't just go out and clean up your own property like you would think you could. But there is a process, and so people have to wait for that to happen. And believe it or not, there's a lot of the burnout homes have some fairly serious toxicity issues. I've talked to folks that are doing the inspections, and they've run across high levels of cobalt, which the assumption is that's coming out of electronics. Some homes, they run into a lot of lead that comes from the old tile roofs, and they have lead sheeting under the corners of the roofs and things like that. So they have to go through the cleanup process, and that takes time. And then, of course, getting permitted for a rebuild takes time and money. So it's a slow process. And right now we're still less than 10% rebuilds underway.
Really, less than 10% underway, let alone completed. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the situation then with trying to get workers to do all this building? We're talking several hundred homes all at the same time.
That's going to be the interesting thing. I think some folks and some contractors are coming from other areas, but, you know, Santa Rosa is still in the rebuild process from the fire they had a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge demand for construction workers to work on these rebuild projects. And so it's there's a shortage, and that's going to be one of the things that limits the progress or the speed of the progress in getting this all taken care of.
You mentioned the lack of skilled labor, plumbers, AC Auto, you mentioned. And were you talking carpenters, too? Is it just hard to get enough people to fill out all the crews?
I'm talking all the skills across the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that would be a real issue. So now for the people who are there, though, building houses at a what would appear to be a brisk pace eventually. Does this do much for the economy in terms of workers needing to stay in hotels and things like that?
Well, a lot of workers were in hotels, or residents, you could say, for quite a while. You know, the hotels in Reading are typically fully occupied during the summer tourist season anyway. And so in a way, it kind of saves some of the hotels. But in a way, it was a savings because as soon as the fire turned up, tourists were gone. They just vacate. And so it helps some of the hotels retain or maintain their occupancy through the summer season. But in some of the more rural communities, they took a big hit.
And how about the fact that construction workers, for example, need to eat, they need to buy clothing? I mean, how's the restaurant business, for example?
Well, the restaurant business is doing well right now. But, you know, during the fire period, restaurants were one of the retail businesses that got hurt the worst because people just flat out stopped going.
Sure. Yeah. Now, how about the rest of retail, though? And I'm wondering, Bob, if this presents... We're talking to Bob Nash, the CEO at Superior California Economic Development. We're getting a one-year back look at the car fire situation. In looking at non-restaurant retail, I wonder if it presents some challenges in tracking because you got, you know, trends that are going to be related to the car fire, but there's also the ongoing national trend of people shopping more online and less in places of business.
We have the vacancies in our town to prove that point.
How big is that?
It's pretty substantial. You know, we've got several large retail spaces that are vacant right now and a couple that are forecast to be vacated in the somewhat short term. You know, we had Sears close and move out, Kmart, and now Ross is looking to move out. Shopko just closed up a couple weeks ago, you know, and a lot of that stuff is the stuff that people buy online, you know, and our other big department store retailers, they're all struggling, you know, people like Penny's and that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so retail not having an easy time of it in Reading.
No, you know, even in a good economy, you know, and this is a nationwide trend, which I think just about everybody is aware of now, and you read about it just almost every day in the business journals and that kind of thing.
All right, so you're dealing with not only a car fire aftermath and trying to get things like they were, but as they were is still turning out to be somewhat different anyway because of continuing changes in the economy at large.
Yeah. Fortunately, you know, that's not the main driver in our economy, but it does count, and it certainly makes a difference for the appearance of the retail community when you have these vacant storefronts.
So, Bob, let's talk about the services you offer at Superior California Economic Development to help businesses get started, get facilities, expand. I mean, these are similar to what the Small Business Administration offered on an emergency basis after the fire. I mean, how much work was there in coordinating what was already going on versus the emergency services?
Well, we got pretty heavily involved with the SBA coordinators and with their programs. The big thing we were able to offer up front was an almost immediate availability of financial assistance, which, you know, while SBA has the premier program for disaster recovery, which we're not necessarily going to try to compete with. It takes several months to get that going, and we have businesses that were closed or out of work for a week or two, and they had payroll and insurance payments and lease payments coming up, and they needed some money right now. And so we had the good fortune of being able to switch directions with one of our businesses right away and make funds available. It wasn't necessarily cheap, but we got it done for them and got them over the immediate hump. And so they could stay in business and keep working. One business, in fact, the first business we financed, we made them a loan and dispersed a loan to them, and they were still locked out of their business in an evacuation. But, you know, even so, they still had to meet payroll, and they still had to make their monthly payments.
Well, you know, and Bob, Shasta was certainly the most damaged of the four counties you serve in the North State, but were you able to keep up efforts to assist businesses in the other three counties while you were keeping an eye on the car fire?
Yeah,
aftermath?
We did, and in fact, interestingly enough, you know, as the summer went on and we got a couple of other programs made available to us that we're able to make available to businesses, we ended up serving quite a few businesses in Trinity County who were affected by evacuations and road closures, and the same thing up in southern Siskiyou County, Bensmere, where they were locked out for almost 2 weeks with the Delta fire.
Which closed down the freeway, yeah.
Closed down the freeway, and that was devastating. You know, and that's where the motel industry up there, just got really, really damaged.
So are you learning some lessons about the resiliency of the economy in these four counties? I mean,
we are, you know, and it's interesting because we were just getting ready to start a resiliency project, and so the timing is interesting. And, you know, and so in a way it's unfortunate, but in the other way it's fortunate that as a result of these disasters, one of our favorite federal agencies, that's the U.S. Economic Development Administration, they've come up with a pretty good fund of disaster-related money that we're in the process of accessing to put together resilience planning. Because what we've discovered is everybody's working on resilience for residential and community infrastructure and all that, but nobody's paying attention to business. And we discovered that in the immediate recovery process. It's all about the homes, which, you know, is a worthwhile endeavor, but nobody's doing anything for the businesses. So we're going to be working on this resilience component for a couple years, I think.
Okay, and then final question, Bob, because we're down to our last minute here. Is there one big need that has not been met or met enough in the period after the car fire to try to get the area back on its feet?
Well, excuse me. As economic developers, we'll always tell you the real need is just time and money. Mm-hmm. But the economy is fairly well balanced right now, but what we've got to do is get in and do the study to, if nothing else, to confirm what our local business economy looks like, what our economy looks like when it's maximized its resilience. There's no way that you can make yourself completely resilient, mm-hmm. Because obviously if you have a loss, you have a loss.
But a chance to look ahead to see how things can rebound in case there's stuff like this.
The thing that we're going to look at and try to help businesses attain is what to do to be as strong as possible and be ready.
All right, Bob Nash, CEO, Superior California Economic Development.